Osama bin Laden is dead. Naturally, there's been a tremendous amount of chatter on the internet. People have asked me, they've emailed me wanting to know what I thought. For example, I received this message from one sister. I'm sure you've been getting this question a lot, but I was wondering about the death of Osama bin Laden, and as Christians, how should we feel about it and respond? What do you think is God's view on this biblically? Is it murder? Everyone's been discussing it, and I know that I, for one, feel somewhat conflicted. And I believe that many men and women of faith feel conflicted. There's been a lot of discussion. A lot of emails have gone around the world today among the members of the teaching committee, which I'm a member. So, his killing, was it murder? How should we as thinking people of faith react? And before I begin to share what I think is a biblical response, let me be clear. I don't like Osama bin Laden. He did great evil. He was one of the worst representatives of Islam. And not only I, but so many people I know have been deeply affected by the way the world's changed just in the last 10 years. 9/11 is certainly vivid in my memory. The day I was landing in Washington and the subsequent visits to the Pentagon and to Ground Zero. Let me be clear. This was not a good man. I have no problem pronouncing that kind of a judgment. Of course, there's some who take a very different tack. The online jihadi community, for example. Jihadis are the ones who encourage young men and women to blow themselves up, to take a stand for Islam. And many of them were mourning the death of Osama bin Laden, who was called the Lion of Islam. And they're promising that retribution will be meted out for this killing. And let me give you a quotation from one Islamic website, Islamist website, really. America, do not be too happy and don't celebrate. You crusaders will soon cry hard for killing the Lion of Islam. Well, we can find a completely opposite reaction in the United States. And one of the men who will be running for president in the elections next year is Mike Huckabee. He began a recent statement with an interesting qualification. He said, "It's unusual to celebrate a death. Today, Americans and decent people the world over cheer the news that madman, murderer, and terrorist Osama bin Laden is dead. It's taken a long time for this monster to be brought to justice. Welcome to hell, bin Laden. Let us all hope that his demise will serve notice to Islamic radicals the world over, that the United States will be relentless in tracking down and terminating those who would inflict terror, mayhem, and death on any of our citizens." And no one could accuse Huckabee of beating around the bush. But is this the right reaction? Welcome to hell? No doubt an evil man has died, but are we to rejoice? Is this the spirit of Christ? What did Jesus say? And I'd like to read from Matthew 5. These passages will all be noted in the notes that accompany the podcast. "You have heard it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect." Did Jesus really mean what he said? Are we supposed to bless and pray for and even love our enemies? That's certainly not the line that most Christian denominations take. They're much nearer to the spirit of Huckabee. And yet I think Jesus had the heart of his Father. In the heart of God, shines through in both Testaments. I'd like to read one of my favorite passages. It's from Ezekiel 18. If a wicked person turns away from all the sins he's committed and keeps all my decrees and does what is just and right, that person will surely live. He will not die. None of the offenses he's committed will be remembered against him. Because of the righteous things he's done, he will live. Do I take any pleasure in the death of the wicked? Declares the Sovereign Lord. Rather, am I not pleased when they turn from their ways and live? And you will find this sentiment repeated in the final verse also of Ezekiel 18. God takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. That's not to say that the wicked may not deserve death. And yet part of the tragedy is that for this man who's been killed, it is too late for him to repent. It's too late for him to be forgiven. In principle, anyone, regardless of how wicked, who repented could be forgiven. Now, you may say it's academic. We know no one like that would ever back down. Well, perhaps that's true. But when someone dies, at least in my understanding of the Bible, there is no further opportunity for repentance. You know, in the Old Testament, God was bringing his people along. The ancient world was barbaric. Warfare, killing, murder, terrorism were common. And in the Old Testament, in many areas of morals, men and women were called to a higher standard than that of the surrounding cultures. Now, of course, it's not nearly as high as what we are called to in the New Testament. But God was bringing the people along from barbarism to the perfect standards of Jesus Christ. And you'll see in the Old Testament, of course, there are wars, there's violence, and yet there are glimpses we get where enemies are not executed, where grace is offered. And I hope that you'll look for these kinds of passages as you read through the Old Testament this year. You'll find them in some of the historical books, even in some of the poetical books. Check out Job 31:29. I'd like to read one of the Proverbs. Do not gloat when your enemy falls. When he stumbles, do not let your heart rejoice. Or the Lord will see and disapprove and turn his wrath away from him. Now that's in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, the standard is higher. I'd like to give five suggestions, five principles, five conclusions, call them what you want to, and then I'd like to conclude with some of the words of the Apostle Paul. Number one, don't join those who gloat, those who rejoice in the death of anybody. This is not about justice, it's not about what people deserve. What we're examining in this short podcast is what should be the heart of God, the heart of Christ, the Christian reaction. Don't join with those who gloat when their enemies fall. That's what the Bible says. Two, do, however, praise God that he is a God of justice. And we know that whether on this earth or in the world to come, justice will be served. No one acts with impunity. Our sin will find us out sooner or later. And we should praise God for his justice. Number three, stop trying to be politically correct. Some people are afraid to say anything strong because it might be offensive. And others think, well, if I don't jump on the bandwagon and say some really colorful negative things about Osama bin Laden, then people will think I'm weak or not patriotic. We need to get our convictions about how Christians should behave, not from the media or even from our church or Christian leaders, but from the Scripture. Our goal should be to capture the heart of Jesus Christ, to be men and women after his heart. Let's get our convictions from Jesus. Stop trying to be politically correct. Number four, don't make the mistake of trying to mix Christianity and politics. Ever since the 4th century, that has been a deadly cocktail. And number five, aim for peace. Besides Jesus Christ, the New Testament character, poorly treated but responding kindly, surely would be the Apostle Paul. I mean, just look at his reactions to the troublemakers he had to put up with in 2 Corinthians. with so much grace. And so, with that in mind, our closing quote is from Romans chapter 12. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, "It is mine to avenge, I will repay," says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And I believe that's how Christians should respond at this historic moment, at the death of Osama bin Laden.